Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. Let's join our host, Alan Smith and Jeff Rowland.
Well, good afternoon, Alan Smith.
Here we are.
How are you on the Smith and Rowland Show today?
Mr. Rowland, we're glad to see you. We got a special. Did I say special guest?
You said special three or four times, and I think he's referring to you, David.
Really?
So awesome. Glad David's here. Mm-hmm. He's a pastor at the Gathering in Wilkesboro. And
Moravian Falls.
Moravian Falls. I stand corrected. Well, yeah. I was thinking too far ahead because I was going to say Wilkesboro, but it's Moravian Falls and Africa.
Yes.
That's right.
So David's a special guest with us today and been a good friend for years. So glad he's with us. He's kind of been swept up in a move of God. David, we're going to let you tell us about it and kind of tell us, I know where it's going, but we got plenty of time. So kind of tell us, go back to where it started and bring, because we got a lot of viewers that, well, they didn't see you last time you were here. So I think, don't you, Jeff, you just needs to do a...
Absolutely. Kind of start at the beginning and tell us what God's doing and where he's leading it.
That's right.
Yes. Well, you remember 2 years ago, I got an invitation to speak on a radio program in Uganda, and I didn't know the people.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't jump on it, and then just realized, what do I have to lose? Just $100 to do the radio program. We'd do it one time. Well, we're still doing it. It's been over 2 years now, and over 125,000 people that they say they know of, that they actually can count, have come to the Lord. 43 fellowships have been started.
Oh, my goodness.
Numerous signs that only can be explained that it was the hand of God, and too many to count. They send them all the time. But it really just took off into a move of God. As I shared before, I've been to Kenya, but I've never been to Uganda.
But you haven't been since you started.
No.
Radio broadcasts.
No. Okay. And years ago, I was pastoring in West Virginia, and a prophetic lady said, "You one day will go to Africa." And she looked at me, "One day."
Oh, my goodness.
And that was like 30 years ago. So I've been going now every week. We've done over 100 radio programs and 26 what we call discipleship gatherings, where they set up screens and speakers and they invite the people. We've been to many different regions. We've been into the Rwanda, Tanzania, and it reaches into Congo and Kenya, South Sudan. And so it's been an amazing journey.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember the first discipleship gathering we did, I shared before. We started on Zoom. I'm on my back porch in Moravian Falls and starting to preach, and everything went out. And we could not get reconnected. And I just thought, well, that was a waste. That was a waste of money and time. Lord, but that's when revival broke out, because when they came back on, people were laid out. The power of God had fallen. And God wanted to show me it was not about me, it was about his presence.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, we believe, as we look back, that's where real revival began. Uh-huh. And so it's spread. Now on Wednesdays on the radio, we have reports of there's one university that listens in, but there have been witch doctors come to the Lord. There have been entire regions. I don't know. It's just the most amazing.
Now, how did it start, David? Wasn't there one lady there that you connected with?
Yes.
Kind of tell us that a little bit.
And that's very important. Her name is Annie. And she was brought up on the streets of Uganda. She tells a story how she would sleep under a mango tree.
Now, how long ago did you meet her?
Well, this was 2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Yeah, she's... Yeah. Well, I'll catch it up here. What happened was she gets saved and her parents, are involved in the Idi Amin regime.
Yeah.
Her mother dies. But anyway, she comes to the Lord after years living on the streets. So this is years later, and the Lord speaks to her to go to the streets, go to where you came from, bring them the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes. And then COVID hits, the lockdowns come.
Right.
So she has to get off of the street. Her husband says, "Well, I will buy you a 1-hour radio slot every week so you can preach and fulfill what God's called you to do. But because of COVID, he loses his job.
Oh, my goodness.
So she's watching the Gathering Church in Moravian Falls on Facebook or YouTube or somewhere. And she said, the Holy Spirit said, ask that man to you to take the radio program and you interpret for him. So that's where the phone call came.
Wow. So she called you.
Not the phone call, the contact. It was a messenger.
Right.
And so that's where Annie, and Annie has been faithful to, you know, watch over what God is doing on the grounds, connected with pastors. We had a big pastors gathering. So many came. And to keep up with the numbers, we've been sending Bibles. Oh, man, we've spent so much on Bibles. And because the discipleship gatherings are quite expensive, you know, this last one.
And so you're speaking via Zoom?
Zoom, that's it.
To a radio station?
No. Okay.
No.
Yeah, now the radio's still that way. They can't see me. But when we do the discipleship gatherings, the crowd can see me.
Okay.
Now, did she start the discipleship? Did she organize the discipleship gatherings?
She did. It kind of happened. We saw all the people calling after the radio programs. And we both together thought, wow, we need to do some things for discipleship when we're, people to come to the Lord, but we've got to build them up. So she organized them. And so now it's become a big production. It's major what they bring in. And anyway, I'm just amazed.
Well, you were showing a picture a minute ago of one of the discipleship gatherings, and there's thousands. That's coming. Is that right?
This last one was over 10,000 people.
10,000.
And they said over 6 had gathered long before the meeting started. Wow. And they asked me if I would delay everything. I said, well, of course. We're not on any time schedule here. Because people were still coming.
Oh, my goodness.
And the people are coming to the Lord. They're hungry. And they showed me this time pictures of the pre-prayer. They're interceding. They're walking on the grounds. You know, crying out for signs and wonders and for God to visit their region. And they said this time was one region where a lot of evangelists don't go, and there's a lot of witchcraft and things. And they've told me that about a number of places. And anyway, one area, there was something like 50 witch doctors came to Jesus.
Wow.
50.
Wow.
And they had previously joined together to curse the land, curse the churches. Now they don't curse. They've come together to bless.
Wow. Where is that? What country is that?
That's along the border of Tanzania and Uganda, somewhere.
Along the border.
But many Muslims, many families, Muslim families are coming to the Lord. There's many testimonies.
Amen.
But one of them, young man comes to Jesus, gives his life to Jesus on Grace Radio. The family throws him out because...
Oh, my goodness.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
So it was months that passed by. The father calls the son, you must come home. We have some news for you. We've been listening to Grace Radio, too, and we have given our lives to Jesus Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
We want you to come back home.
Wow.
So he comes back home,
goodness.
And they have prayer in their
living room. I mean, you're seeing household salvation.
Household salvation.
That's great.
You know.
That's great.
But now... Okay, so this has been happening and happening.
So this has been happening for 24 months?
Yes,
okay.
Over 2 years, like I say, over 100 radio programs. And so anyway, I get, Andy says, David, there's a TV station that wants you to preach on TV every week. And I just didn't think much about it again. I don't know, I'm slow at some of these things. And then they said, well, it reaches all of Africa. And I started looking. It
reaches big, isn't it?
47 of the 54 African nations.
Wow.
47 nations. And anyway, I went off to a place where I often go from time to time where I was called to preach in Richcrest, which is not too far away.
Yeah.
And I can go back there and remember where I was as an 18-year-old boy. And I, you know, where I knelt down that night and surrendered to preach. So I go back there just to... You know, remember, well, I was there and I was asking the Lord, what about Africa? God, is this your will? And anyway, I can tell you later on what happened. That was a very powerful time. But It's the Lord. So now we start next week. We'll be filming this week. It's TV. It's a secular station. The news is like one. It's like our Fox or CNN internet news stations. It reaches all of Africa, but they have a TV station. TV West, I believe, is the name of it. And so we'll start, and every week preach the gospel to most of Africa. I looked it up. It's 87% of Africa. Now, how many will listen, watch, you don't know. But it happened. God started a fire in Uganda and spread to the surrounding nations. Well, who says he can't do it over?
That's exactly right.
Annie gave me a word. She said, and this is before we gave the okay, and she said, the Lord said, if you will cast a net one more time over Africa, God will see to it that a net is cast over America.
Oh, wow.
Ah.
So how can you say no?
No, you better not say no.
We know our only hope in America is Jesus
Christ.
That's
exactly right.
Only the gospel.
That's exactly right.
There's no JFK coming to our
rescue. That's exactly right. That's
like
exactly
there was in the 60s when they had the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah, that's right.
We're far greater crisis than that.
Yes. Yeah.
Although that's literally happening. But now it's not JFK, it's J-E-S-U-S.
Yeah, boy.
Yes.
So anyway, we get to go to Africa every week, Alan. Every week.
That is, now, where are you going to film it? Yeah, where are you going to film the programs?
We have a man in Wilkes County, Craig Church Ministries. He oversees Faith Fest. And he's got a television studio. So,
oh, okay.
So right now, we can do it from there. Right now, they're really busy with Faith Fest trying to build a brand new facility. And but after that, I think the first couple times we'll do it at the church.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you can do it there.
Yeah, but man, this is amazing. I'm excited because I feel like, wait a minute, God, if 125,000 people that we know of have come to you, what's going to happen when we're preaching to millions and
and
millions?
Exactly. And the Lord has a way to make sure people tune in and listen.
And it's happened. I think I told you last time, this one pastor in the Congo, I got a text from him. And he said, I was listening to you preach and I could not stop crying. I thought, well, I understand that.
Did he really?
I'd cry too. And then he said, no. He said the Holy Spirit was convicting him. And I've always just preached the simple gospel. Uh-huh. Now at the discipleship gatherings, we try to get a little bit more. And recently I've noticed, you know, we've got to build up the faith, but still, it's just a simple gospel.
Yeah. And that's what works, though, David.
Signs and wonders are following the simple gospel message.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul said, you know, it's the simplicity of the gospel, he called it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, you know, Reinhard Bonnke, I was thinking how he went around Africa, you know, declaring, Africa shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, evidently his voice is still echoing through the jungles and the prairies and the lands. And
Well, do you think there'll be a time that you'll actually go over there?
Well, one guy offered to pay my way, and why?
I know you can't get any greater coverage.
I'm going every week now to every nation. Well, 47 nations. I will beginning next week, but you know, that would be nice, but
the Lord may require it of you at some point to at least go visit and see.
Annie is begging.
You know,
she says, you must see what God is doing. You will not believe.
Yeah.
My thought is maybe it's better I not see. You know what I mean? I could just stay in my back porch from Moravian Falls and preach the gospel to my little iPad.
But you know, the technology that exists, Daniel talked about at the end of the of our age,
knowledge
would increase, and all of the things that are now available to us to use for the glory of the kingdom should be used, and you're using that. It's amazing to me now that you're going to be preaching on television there to cover nearly all of Africa once a week. Is that right? One time a week. How long are they giving you? What kind of
I could have
time?
Had an hour, but I'm just going to start with 30 minutes for that
because
there won't be an interpreter. Now, when I'm on the radio, we have interpretation. So it really ends up being about 30 minutes, you know, when you include that.
But will Annie be interpreting for you on television?
No, somebody this else will just be because most of the people in Africa can't understand English.
Oh, yeah.
But there are also apps that you can have things interpreted I don't know what all they'll do. They said it'll also be on YouTube. It'll be on different social media platforms. They have one thing. They before the TV, it's called the Radio Garden. And it's an app that when you could turn it on, it takes you straight to Mubara, Uganda. And you can listen in, because I've listened while I'm preaching. You can, it's a little delay, so I'm listening. Wow, this is real. And anyway, it takes you all over the world in this app. Thousands and thousands and thousands. I was listening one day to a preacher from Ocho Rios, Jamaica. And it was a good word. I was listening. Wow, that guy really could preach. And then it hit me. Wait a minute. If I can hear him, he can hear me. So this thing's going. And Bob Jones prophesied the gospel of the kingdom would be preached from Moravian Falls.
Yes.
To the ends of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's beyond, it's God's doing it.
It is. That is just amazing. You had some pictures, but I think, Haley, we couldn't get them up. Isn't that right? Okay. All right.
And
can you get my screen on my computer or no? Okay, don't think so. Okay.
The discipleship gatherings that Annie is helping organize over there, she's still going to be doing that? And you, yeah. How often do you do those discipleship gatherings?
It was every other week. It got so expensive. We had to go a little bit. And
are you funding this work over there?
People have donated, but to be honest with you, we're kind of at the bottom on that.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that donated $125,000 for Bibles, we're down to like $17 or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've given all we got.
Yeah.
I'm trusting God will be able to continue the discipleship gatherings. And at the same time, we'll still do it. Maybe once a month, once every 3 weeks. I don't know. They're very important, though, it seems, because that's when the people, they go with anticipation. They arrive days prior.
Just to be there.
Just to be there.
If you've got 10,000 people showing up at a discipleship gathering, it would appear to be important.
And there are many. Many are coming to the Lord there.
Right, I'm sure. Yeah.
And the deliverance, I've never seen anything like it. They send me the pictures and I say, Lord, this must be the real gospel because look what's happening.
Yeah.
All these things are amazing. I'm having a lot of fun.
I bet you are. Yeah, well, it looks
because
like
I know it's not me.
Yeah, so right. You're very confident then.
I'm very confident in God.
Yes.
But I have to tell you what happened at Ridgecrest when I'm,
yes,
because I'm 18 years old and I'm not going to tell you how many years ago that's been when I knelt down and surrendered to preach. And you, I can tell you guys, you know what I'm talking about when you have a real call experience.
Yeah.
I hear guys today, when were you called? Well, I don't know. I've just...
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, I was called.
Yeah, I was too.
I remember the night that I knelt down, opened my Bible. But anyway, I'm always remembering when I go back there. And this time I'm praying, asking, God, do I do it? Is this you? What about America, God? What, you know, and all of a sudden, I'm just... You can maybe discern. It's hot. It's in July. The wind's still. All of a sudden, the wind comes over me, and it's a cold wind. It's like 10 to 15 degrees colder. There are goosebumps that appear. Now, I'm slow. I didn't think this was anything, but I just thought, well, this is weird. This is really different. And it lasted about 10 to 15 seconds, and then it ended.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up at the leaves, and they were still. So this was not normal wind pattern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I believe the Holy Spirit came.
Yes, sir.
And
you're a marked man.
You can't convince me different because I I've never had many. I'm just telling you, I've had dreams, but I've never had a real encounter like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just say, Lord, wow, God, here am I.
Yeah.
And then I read.
Now you're talking about when you were 18.
No. This was two weeks ago.
Okay.
When I'm 18, I'm just a little boy crying out and saying, yes, this was 2 weeks ago at Ridgecrest.
Same place.
Wow. Same place. Now they built a lodge below it, but I think I've got it figured out with about 20 yards of where I was all those years ago, you know, and if I miss it, the Lord will forgive me. Yeah, I'm still looking in the wrong direction.
It still took.
But I remember it as if it was yesterday.
Yeah.
But for the wind to come 2 weeks ago like that.
Oh, boy.
And it was cold wind in July.
What about that? Holy Spirit of God.
Well, now this is the key. I read a scripture right after that in Genesis 8, the first verse, where it says, and God remembered Noah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he sent a wind.
That's right.
And the wind caused the waters to begin to be removed. And I just believe there are places now all over the world where God's going to remember his promises, his covenant, because it could not get any, well, no, it can. It can get darker. And it's going to.
Yeah.
But it's dark in America today.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, but God is going to send wind in the dark places to cause there to be the gospel. The waters are going to fall one more time, I believe. And, you know, all I know is we just have to run with it.
Well, I mean, if he can do it in Africa, could he not do it here?
Yeah, because, boy, what glory he would get, because many have turned from him.
Yeah, buddy.
And the hearts of many have grown not only cold, but absolutely resistant. You know, the Lord said, either you're for me, pro,
that's right,
or you're against me, anti.
That's right.
And so we see these forces gathering, anti-Christ, or you're all in for Christ. And the battle lines would be.
Well, I guarantee. You know, and there's a point of, we know that the scripture says that, we know that the demons even believe, you know. Well, I mean, I believe that Satan believes in Jesus.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's saved. So my point being, there's a difference in, I think you're, in what your experience, I think, is even, I mean, of course, to trust in Christ is the beginning stages, is believing. But to go into a trusting Christ, to me, believing matured is trust.
Yeah.
We're trusting Christ because we know that the enemy believes in Christ. So that could the born again experience be in the trusting of Christ? Just I guess semantics on words, but still there's you can believe and you can trust.
Yeah.
And what you're experiencing there, just like you say, the money's out. The money's it's over, but it doesn't seem your spirits are damp. At all. So the trusting element must be at full bore.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've already paid for 3 months of the TV. It was actually less than the discipleship gatherings to be on TV.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to trust God to provide.
He will provide.
But it's good ground. So I'd encourage people, you know, if that was the Lord, that if we will cast the nets over Africa one more time, he'll see to it that it happens in America.
Who was that that gave you that word?
Annie.
Was Annie that gave you that word.
And this lady is not.
She's nothing to be messed with, is she?
She's serious. She came out of the pits of despair and darkness. And she's amazing, a mighty woman of God. Great faith. And so.
I think she said, if you cast the nets over Africa one more time, that the Lord would see to it the nets were cast over America.
Yes. The gospel, and that's our only really hope. So it'd be a good idea. We would appreciate people helping us.
I promise you,
all will go towards this mission, Africa.
Well, we got a little more to talk about on this.
Yes.
But where would they, how can people help, David? I mean,
where can they go to give to this work?
You can go to the website, thegatheringchurch.info. Gatheringchurch.info. And then there's a place to donate. And on the where it asks for information, just say Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. Our guys will know
they'll know what to do.
The guys who do the finances, they'll know.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure it goes in that and it'll be used.
So that's the Gathering
Church.info.
The Gathering Church.
It's all one word, thegatheringchurch.info.
And, they can go to a giving button there, I'm assuming.
There's a donate button.
A donate button. Okay. Yep. Can they get through it through the Morningstar website, or do they need to go just to the Gathering?
When you go to Morningstar, they have a place for churches, and then you press, the Moravian Falls Church.
Okay. And I don't know if some people know, but the Gathering Church in Moravian Falls is part of Morningstar Charlotte.
Yes.
And in which David is pastor of the Gathering. There in Moravian Falls. So thegatheringchurch.info. Mm-hmm. Go to the website.
Yeah, help us.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Reed, God's used him in the prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
One of the last meetings, a number of months ago, he gave a prophetic word that someone in the crowd had received a gift from Billy Graham. I'm not going to go into great detail, but years ago.
Go ahead. Tell us to it.
Well, I just tell you.
Okay,
tell us. Since you asked. About 30 years ago.
We need to know.
Way back.
Uh-huh.
I think Shirley and I were married, but I had a dream where, I'm just going to tell you the dream. It's a dream. But in the dream, Billy Graham had died. And he came out of a vault. And I heard the vault open. It's like, and I saw him standing there.
Huh.
And he had the big blue eyes and wavy hair. He was young. And he began to walk from the vault. And he greeted his son, which in the dream I remember thinking, well, that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, greet your son. I guess that was Franklin. And so he walks on around. And there's a bench in the dream and a couple from England sitting on the bench. And I thought, well, I've always wanted to meet Billy Graham. If I go sit by the couple from England, I'll get to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they were from England, but I sat there. And so he comes around, he greets the couple. Then he comes, and I'm just telling the dream, okay?
You're right.
And he comes, he gets to me and stands in front of me, and he drops something on the ground. Did I ever tell you this?
No. You've never told me?
I guess it's just for the right time. But he dropped keys in the dream, and I picked up the keys with an S, not
uh-huh.
for one person. S means multiple keys. And I remember I picked them up and I held them. And this was probably 30 plus years ago. And I've been hanging onto this dream, and I felt like it had to do after he died, but there would be some time where this anointing that was on him would be upon many.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to be a part,
right?
But many would be a part of a great harvest, because in the dream he carried books. One book I've always felt was filled with all the names of the people that came to Christ during his ministry through,
wow.
you know, Decision Magazine and, you know, the television and all, but the radio broadcasts, but Crusades. But the other book was empty. And I felt and believed that that book would be written, filled up with the names of a last great harvest.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, you know, Bob Jones died. He's buried on our property.
Right.
He had a vision of or dream or encounter of a billion so harvest.
Yeah.
Well, why shouldn't we expect this kind of stuff to be happening?
Yeah.
And which leads me to the school of evangelism I want to talk
okay.
about in a moment. What I'm saying is, it sounds like God is distributing the keys all over the nations,
uh-huh.
all over the earth.
That's great.
For harvest.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
It's his will that none should perish.
That's uh-huh. right.
Now, that's what we know says. Many will perish.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was thinking about how even the four angels in Revelation, they are restrained from releasing their judgments
mm-hmm.
until all of the servants of God are marked on the
mm-hmm.
forehead.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's like the whole world right now is lining up expecting to receive some mark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if we preempt the devil's plans and mark a whole bunch of people? You know, that's it seems like to me that's what the Lord's will
yeah.
is.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
I know that the way is narrow, but we should believe it's his will that all will come.
Yes.
Yes. That's his will.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's his will.
And if the gospel is saving people in Africa, Uganda, now, well, like you said, can he not do this in America?
Uh-huh.
Can he not do this? I know people have given up on England and, you know, Europe, but has God given up? Is the gospel void? You know, is it? I know there's many of the churches have become woke, which we know is not woke. It's asleep. It's
yeah.
anti. They've joined the
yeah.
crowd opposing.
Yeah.
But still, the gospel is greater.
And the
yes.
gospel
I don't mean
does
to be
work.
Taken all
Absolutely.
The time.
Absolutely.
No, that's good. That's what you're here for, dog.
Yeah. No, that's
yeah.
right.
Well,
Paul said he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the
power
of God.
God unto salvation.
And that's what has to be preached.
Yeah.
And it is more powerful than woke ideology.
Absolutely.
Or any other philosophy the world is coming yes. up with.
And as long as his church is running in obedience, I know the Lord was on the cross and he said, it is finished. He heard the Father. Mm-hmm. It is finished. But don't you think as the Father sent him, he sent us?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is the church not going to finish mm-hmm. the commission that he gave the yeah. church?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are we not also mm-hmm. going to have some kind of a testimony that says we have finished as the Father sent you, so you sent us? Are we mm-hmm. not going to finish it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somehow, some way, a people will.
Yes, yeah. I totally agree.
Which leads to this school of evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
I want to invite people.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard about it yet, and we got to get it on the prophetic site.
Yes,
but,
okay.
Bobby Connor, Charlie Shamp.
Uh-huh.
And myself, there's a school of evangelism. It's the last weekend of August, actually Thursday night, August 31st. The night meetings are open. There'd be more of just revival type meetings with Charlie and Bobby. But then on that Friday, which I believe September 1st, September 2nd, right in there, Friday and Saturday, would be a school of evangelism. We believe that people are going to come from all over, and that's where I'm going to give these keys out by faith.
Oh, I hear you.
That I've been holding on to for
yes.
all of these years. We're going to pray a release.
Praise God.
That people will be charged uh-huh. and sent to the nations with the power of God, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
That's
you know,
wonderful.
They just had this Amsterdam. Did you hear about that? In
no.
June.
Uh-uh.
Now, this is how God works. They just yes. had this Amsterdam conference on evangelism. I was at that 37 years ago.
Oh,
the original
goodness.
One was 40 years ago. So they were celebrating the 40th anniversary of Amsterdam, where Billy Graham gathered people, evangelists from all over the world, as a part of this itinerant conference for evangelists. I went at 37 years ago in 86, and they paid my way, the Billy Graham Evangelist Association.
Really?
I'm a young guy. They paid my way. Somehow I was there. Almost didn't get there because when I was in Pittsburgh speaking to the pilot of the flight from Clarksburg to Pittsburgh, he said, David, I'm glad you got your passport. I said, uh-oh. Wait a minute. I didn't have my passport. I don't know how much time we had left, but he had to fly back to Clarksburg. Somebody in my church, a little bitty church in Philippi, West Virginia, had to break in my trailer. I lived in high class uh-huh. trailer in those days. You know, so they broke in. Well, it was easy to break in. Get my passport, fly, drive to Clarksburg. Brian, when he flew back, he was the pilot. So he got my passport, flew back to Pittsburgh, runs through the Pittsburgh airport. I'm waiting at the gate to leave to Amsterdam. I can't get on. Anyway, he runs, hands me off my passport. I show it to him. I get checked in. Almost missed it. But I don't know. They must have delayed the flight. But anyway, I was there 37 years ago. So anyway, now they just had this 40th anniversary of Amsterdam. And I just thought, well, Lord, they're doing it. Many are not going to be able to go there. Let's do it in Moravian Falls. And I talked to Bobby. Bobby said, we must. We've got to do it. Charlie uh-huh. Shamp said yes. So uh-huh. we are going to, just by faith, ask people to come to Moravian Falls. They can register. You can go to thegatheringchurch.info, and there's a flyer there. You can click and register to be a part of that gathering.
And that's the date again is?
And it's August 31st through September the 3rd.
Okay.
But it's Labor Day weekend. What did the Lord pray for? He said, yeah. Pray the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
This is the hour to run into the harvest fields.
Amen. That's amen. So, praise God.
Haley's dad preached a message this morning, according unto your faith be it unto you. And I'm hearing words of faith from you about what God is doing in Africa and especially significant to this dream.
Yeah.
I believe as you release faith in what God deposited in you in that dream, it will be deposited in those around you. I believe that.
I believe that well, too.
You know, Acts, dreams, and visions were part of the end time
sure.
oh, yeah.
move of God.
Absolutely.
And so what better dream in my mind?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, one of the greatest evangelists ever
yes.
gives us, leaves us. I've just been a steward. Holding
yeah.
in that dream, so by faith, let it be yeah. according to your faith.
Yeah.
Release
yes, absolutely.
Keys that unlock nations,
yeah.
unlock hearts of people.
Mm. It's time. Mm. It's later than we think, but it's Mm. Well, it's time.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I'll tell you a little quick story, and we'll...
We're good. Go ahead.
We're good on time. But, but I heard, I read this recently, that in 1780, May the 18th, 1780, a dark cloud, ominous cloud, came over the eastern part, northeastern part of America. I guess that was America. But anyways, Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut. And for at first, I didn't know why was a darkness, because they literally had to light candles to see in the middle of the day.
Wow.
And I didn't know what happened. I asked Shirley to look. Well, actually, Shirley on her own, my wife, looked it up, found out what happened. There were fires in the north, in Canada. And a combination of the fire, the smoke, the clouds, and a fog caused it to get dark over America. People thought it was Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was the end of the world. This literally happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Sure. And my niece lives in Hartford, Connecticut.
Well, this literally happened. They were they thought people had gathered. Mm-hmm. Shirley read where they gathered in churches. They thought it was the end of the world, Judgment. Mm-hmm. So the State House in Connecticut, they were gathered, and someone stood, they, you know, voted to adjourn session. I mean, it's judgment. Let's go home, be with our families. One Congress representative, anyway, stood up and said, I object. It's not time to adjourn. So they, 'cause it's dark. He said, if it's not Judgment Day, then what? Why would we adjourn?
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, why leave?
Yeah.
If it is, I want to be found doing my duty when he comes again.
Amen. Oh, my goodness.
So he said, bring in the candles.
Really?
And they did not adjourn the State House there in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. The darkness is overwhelming in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
And yet we must be about our Father's business, doing what he's called us to do.
That's exactly right.
Let him, he's the one that will determine times and seasons.
Yeah.
But
I was, this morning we were talking about different things, and the study of the kingdoms in Daniel has always been significant to me. Each one of those kingdoms had a primary strength, but all four represented almost a four-pronged element to the establishment of a kingdom. And it's went into every kingdom since the beginning of time. You have a political element, you have an economic element, you have a military element, and you have a religious element. All four of those elements goes into the establishment of any earthly kingdom that you study about in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
America, too, was established in like manner. We rose to great political influence. We have... had at one time the strongest military, the greatest military on the earth. Our economy was the strongest. And then our faith in God. We were founded on the Word of God. So all four pillars were there. All four pillars of that is coming under attack. South Africa has just joined the BRICS Union, and which is an attack upon our economy.
Yes.
Is didn't start that way, but 20 years ago when they formed, it was about trade. Now it's about the destruction of the American dollar.
Yes.
And South Africa's just joined that, and learned today that France is actually waiting on an invitation to join that. A NATO country, one of our allies, joining that. Many of the Middle Eastern countries are doing that as well. This morning, when I was on my way to church, I was thinking about you being here. And I thought about that was a when Russia and China went after South Africa to join BRICS. It was a feather in their cap when they got South Africa to do that. This morning when I was on my way to church, I thought about you being here. The thought come to my mind that somehow through the radio broadcast, the discipleship programs that I've heard you talk about before, now with the television show that you're going to be preaching the gospel, I'm believing God that there's going to be a stopgap placed there to try, because I do believe this. Just as Annie said, if we cast a net over Africa, then God will cast the net of his gospel over America again. That being said, something has to stop the turn to darkness in our nation. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that it can be done here. Mm. It may have to be done elsewhere and around the world.
Wow.
By preachers declaring the gospel in other nations.
Amen.
That may be our only source of protection. Could it be that God's actually sending you behind enemy lines in spiritual warfare, and others are being prepared for that same mm-hmm. mandate, mm-hmm. possibly at the evangelism school, and send them out across the world? If we don't do that, then the darkness will prevail here.
Yes,
as it's doing.
Yes.
The social destruction that we're experiencing, I believe, is because the church has settled, and we talked about this earlier this week, and I don't want to redo what I did this morning, mm-hmm. but I do want to say this much. I said today, the church in America has settled for mediocrity.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. We don't want to excel because everybody is so mm-hmm. full of false humility mm. that we've settled for mediocrity. And as a result of that, we've weakened the church. The church is now apathetic. And I think our only hope is to bring fire in from another country, yes. just like the fires from Canada
Amen.
Created a darkness in our country. The light from other countries True. May need to be shown here.
Well, it's kind of the ways
that
of God.
Excellent.
Because yeah. he, you know, supposedly, us Gentiles are to provoke the Jews
yeah.
to be jealous.
Mm.
It's like to me, the United States needs.
Yeah,
we need to be jealous.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
of Africa.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely
to provoke the church in America.
Well, you know, Ecclesiastes chapter 11: cast your bread upon the water,
yeah,
and after many days it'll come back to you.
Yeah.
And in that scripture it says, "For you do not know what you give a serving to seven, also to eight." Mm-hmm. That means go the extra mile, go yeah. all the way, because you do not know the evil that will come upon the earth.
That's right.
And exactly. so those that just observe the wind, you know, and the rains and the storms, if their eyes are only on the storms, they're not going to cast their bread. Mm. But if we obey the scriptures, we keep our eyes on his commission, cast the bread, it'll come back.
That's like right.
Yes, said. Absolutely.
It can come back.
Absolutely.
It happened before.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
You know, Africa, many the nations, because of the gospel that went from this nation, you know, many encountered the Lord because of the many mm-hmm. sacrifices of
yeah.
saints gone by. Well, we're the saints of today, but we cast our bread because we don't know the evil. So just do it and trust God and let him bring back.
You know, I think there's also, it's interesting to me that you found yourself at Ridgecrest
yes.
visiting the place of your call.
Yeah.
And you visit that place and you encounter the wind of the Spirit again to validate a fresh call. This is fresh oil that's being sent to you.
Yes.
And you have to walk in the strength of that fresh call,
yes.
that fresh mandate. It's almost like spiritually you're yeah. 18 years old again, and God's yeah. going to give you that same energy that you had then with the experience mm-hmm. and the knowledge that you have now. I started to say mm-hmm. as an old man, you're not old, but you understand
I'm
what
older.
I'm saying. Yeah, you're older. And I know that with that, there can be a release of a higher level of anointing because the fresh oil that God, I don't believe God's interested in doing in South Africa what he done in our lives 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He has mm-hmm. fresh bread oh, for them today.
Amen.
And
amen.
That's what God is calling you to do.
That's awesome. It's,
I How, believe,
when did you
I
have
believe.
The dream, David?
It's been at least 30 years ago.
Last
I think we
years.
Shirley and I had been married about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was somewhere in that time, you know, before, or maybe about the time I was Rick's assistant. Maybe mm-hmm. I was just getting around Morningstar. I think it was during those days.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I'm somewhat persuaded that when you went back up there, I'm wondering if that's not when you didn't literally, if you weren't the impartation or the keys were actually given,
mm.
Definitely empowered.
Yeah.
those keys?
I didn't even finish the story. Okay, Chris Reed.
Oh, okay.
He's at that meeting. He says, there's somebody here that's been...
Yeah, finish that story.
So anyway, I didn't get up initially because I'm part
of the... Now back it up again. Now, what did Chris say?
Okay, Chris said, there's somebody here that received a gift from Billy Graham, and you're supposed to stand.
Mm.
I didn't stand because I'm part of the staff, you know, and I thought, well, that they might think we planned this out or something, you know. And besides, I'm thinking, was it a gift?
Mm-hmm.
Was it, you know, what was... So anyway... Some guy stood over there, and I knew immediately it wasn't him, because it didn't fit, but it fit. And I'm saying, God, give me a chance to redeem this, Lord, somehow. And so anyway, Chris comes over close, and something else happened, and I stood. And Chris walks right in front of me, and I said, hey, Chris, that word you just gave, that was me. I had a dream many years ago about Billy Graham dropping keys. It was me. And he just looked at me and said, well, it's time to get those keys out.
What about that? What about that?
He yelled in my face.
Yeah. Those keys are being activated now. Yeah.
That was the wind.
That was sure. Mm-hmm.
I got to tell Chris this because, see, all this hadn't come together then.
Yeah. That was the wind.
Oh, yes. And, you know, hey, that was the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. That was the wind.
Praise God.
That was the wind. You had to go back where the call came.
Yeah.
The keys had been there all the time.
The whole time.
But you had to go back there. You had to return back.
Praise God.
And the reason I think part a lot of it is he wanted to take you back to the beginning of the call.
Yeah,
You're now walking in the fullness of the call.
Yeah.
And that's what you're experiencing. Well, there's a lot more. I might even tell you later, but I can see that. Amen.
So hallelujah.
Yeah, well, praise God. Well,
yeah.
Guys.
I just want to say, Lord Jesus, in your sweet name, we bless our brother.
Yes,
and
we bless
God,
him.
I pray as your servant, everything you've dropped on him, deposited in him, and rested upon him, magnify it many times over. And Lord, deepen his heart. For Lord, it could be that his greatest work for this country. Would be the work that you've given him to do in Africa.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And so, God, I pray you'll breathe on him.
Yes, Lord. And, Lord, we bless him. We bless his hands. We bless his hands, oh, God, that these hands would have a discernment as he gives forth these keys of the kingdom.
Yeah.
That they'll be just as powerful in those that he hands them to as they are in his hands.
Mm.
And, Lord Jesus, we ask and pray that you'll do it again.
Yes.
Do it again, oh God.
Yes.
Do it again, oh God.
I pray, God, for authority, the authority of those keys. As he, Lord, in this school of evangelism, give him the discernment, as Alan prayed for, to be able to know who to trust with authority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, we love you, Lord, and we just want to honor you with all that we do.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, okay, guys.
Thanks.
Good day.
Yeah, it was a great day.
Yeah. Great
come
day.
Back now. Watch. Awesome. You got to come back and give us reports.
Okay, we will.
Yeah.
That's you right. Promise?
Well, he's probably not going anywhere.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be here and give us reports.
That's right, yeah. But come back. I mean, you have to drive down here from Moravian Falls to give us reports on the Smith and Rowland Show.
That's
because
right.
Everyone knows this, David. You may not realize this, but everyone knows this.
Here we go.
At the Smith and Rowland Show. We set the standard for all truth.
Hallelujah. And it sets people free.
It sets them free. At least sets us free.
That's right.
Thank you, guys. God
Thank
bless.
You. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Smith and Rowland Show. You can check out our website at kingdompropheticsociety.org and our daily unplugged podcast at smithandrowlandshow.podbean.com. You can also join us on Amazon, Apple, or Spotify.